At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I had a dream last night, and I will share details about this vision later on in this message. My friends, I want you to know that in our journey with Christ, we are called not only to be followers, but also warriors in the spiritual realm. Have you ever considered the depth of the authority given to us by Jesus? Do you realize the power we hold in our words and prayers to bind the forces of darkness that wage war against our souls and our communities? Today, we will delve into a profound exploration of spiritual authority and the divine mandate of binding. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Matthew 18, verse 18, the scripture tells us, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Through this powerful statement, Jesus has bestowed upon us the authority to restrict, prohibit, and immobilize the works of the enemy, ensuring they lose their grip or influence on our lives. In this message, we will uncover the significance of binding, identify the targets we must bind, and understand how to effectively wield this aspect of our authority. By grasping this truth, we empower ourselves to live in the victory that Christ has won for us. Now, let us seek to further understand our authority to bind. First off, there exists a degree of uncertainty among some believers regarding whether or not we should engage in binding and loosing, with diverse viewpoints often leading to confusion. Instead of guessing or just going with what feels right, I believe it's crucial to stick to what the Bible tells us. This way, we avoid misinterpretation or error. By focusing on Scripture, we make sure that our actions in spiritual matters are based on solid ground, following the clear guidance given by Jesus. This approach helps us move forward with confidence, knowing that we're not just following our own ideas, but we are in line with God's Word. Now, in the realm of spiritual warfare, understanding the authority that Christ has entrusted to us is pivotal. Let us revisit a specific phrase of the scripture according to Matthew 18, verse 18. It says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." This profound declaration by Jesus underscores the immense power and responsibility given to his followers. It's not merely an encouragement, but it is a directive that empowers us to actively participate in the divine strategy for spiritual victory. So, what exactly do we mean by binding? Binding, in the spiritual context, is an act of restricting, prohibiting, or immobilizing the works and influence of the enemy. It's wielding the authority of Jesus' name to declare that certain activities of darkness have no legal right to operate in our lives and in the lives of those we pray for, as well as in our communities. This concept is foundational for engaging in effective spiritual warfare. Yet it requires discernment, understanding, and a heart aligned with the will of God. And this brings us to this important question: is binding meant for everyone? This authority is reserved for followers of Christ to exercise the power to bind and loose. One must possess the authority that Jesus grants to his followers. Think of it like this. If someone without your permission attempts to order unwelcome guests to leave your home, those guests are unlikely to comply. Similarly, spiritual forces, including demonic entities, recognize and obey authority. They respond to commands from those who...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
...have been given this authority by accepting Jesus into their lives. By stepping into a relationship with Christ, believers are endowed with spiritual authority, empowering them to effectively command these forces. This highlights the importance of accepting Jesus, not only for salvation, but also for the authority it grants us in the spiritual realm and the blessings that follow. The necessity of discernment cannot be overstated. Our struggle, as outlined in Ephesians 6, verse 12, is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Recognizing our true adversary is the first step in binding effectively. It's about seeing beyond the physical manifestations of conflict to identify the spiritual influences that fuel discord, oppression, and bondage. Identifying the specific strongholds or spirits at work involves a process of spiritual discernment that is cultivated through prayer, fasting, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the study of God's Word. The Holy Spirit guides us in this process, revealing the root of spiritual battles and equipping us with the wisdom to target our prayers precisely and powerfully. Our relationship with Jesus is the source of our authority. In His name, we have the power to bind spirits of fear, anxiety, division, and any other force that opposes the kingdom of God. This authority is not based on our strength or righteousness, but on our identity in Christ and our obedience to Him, living a life that reflects His character and adheres to His teachings, amplifies our spiritual authority. Being proactive in spiritual warfare involves staying vigilant and ready, not merely waiting for challenges to arise, but actively preparing to use our given authority at the earliest indication of spiritual conflict. This approach ensures that we're not caught off guard, but are always equipped and positioned to counter any spiritual threats with the power and authority entrusted to us by Christ. It's an attitude of vigilance, which involves wearing the full armor of God, grounded in the peace and confidence that comes from knowing that we are empowered by Christ Himself to stand against the wiles of the devil. While the focus of our message is on binding, it's important to briefly mention that loosing represents the other side of this spiritual coin. After binding the works of the enemy, our next step is to loose, meaning declaring and manifesting God's plans, purposes, and blessings into those very situations. This isn't about commanding God, but it's about making declarations that align with His will, inviting His goodness and provision to fill the spaces where opposition was once active. Through this, we're not just removing negative influences, but are actively ushering in the positive, transformative power of God's presence. This also ensures that God's will is actively welcomed, promoted, and manifested, so you can bind demons, negative forces, and influences, and you can loose the captives. In Luke 13, verse 12, when Jesus had set free the woman with the issue of blood, he said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. My friends, our call to bind spirits and principalities that are contrary to God's will is a significant aspect of our spiritual heritage as believers. It's a dynamic area of our prayer life, requiring earnestness, faith, and a deep commitment to living in alignment with God's Word. As we grow in our understanding and exercise of this authority, we become more effective in our mission to see God's kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us just zoom in a bit on the aspect of identifying what to bind. In the battlefield of the Spirit, not every adversary presents themselves in an obvious manner. The cunning nature of the enemy's tactics requires us to be discerning, to look deeper than the surface and identify the underlying spiritual forces at play. The Apostle John admonishes us. In 1 John 4, verse 1, the scripture says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. This counsel is vital for believers who seek to engage effectively in binding the works of darkness, discerning which spirits are contrary to God's kingdom allows us to target our prayers accurately and bind those forces in the name of Jesus. A biblical story that exemplifies the power of discernment and binding in action is the encounter of Paul and Silas with the slave girl possessed by a spirit of divination. We see this in Acts 16, verses 16 to 18. This young girl, used by many for profit due to her ability to tell fortunes, followed Paul and his companions for many days, crying out, These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. But despite her words being true, Paul, discerning that her abilities were powered by a demonic spirit, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. This story illustrates not only the ability to discern spirits, but also the authority believers have to bind those not of God. Paul's confrontation with the spirit was direct, employing the authority of Jesus' name to set the girl free from bondage. It highlights the necessity of discernment in distinguishing the source of spiritual manifestations and the power vested in us to bind spirits operating against God's will. Discerning spirits involves more than recognizing the presence of evil. It requires an understanding of the nature of the opposition we face, whether it's a spirit of fear, division, or any form of bondage. Our spiritual warfare must be informed and strategic. In the process of binding, it's crucial to remember that our authority comes from Christ. The name of Jesus is not a mere formula, but the expression of his victory over sin and death, a victory he shares with his followers. When we bind spirits in his name, we are exercising the delegated authority given to us as his ambassadors on earth. Engaging in spiritual warfare with discernment and authority brings about transformation, not only in individual lives, as seen in the liberation of the slave girl, but also in communities and territories. By binding the spirits that hold sway over regions, we can loose the kingdom of God, allowing His will to be manifested on earth as it is in heaven. Now, the first step in knowing what to bind is acknowledging that negative patterns, persistent obstacles, and destructive influences in our lives are often not merely coincidental or solely the result of human actions. They can be manifestations of spiritual opposition aimed at derailing us from our God-given purpose and destiny. Identifying these patterns requires a vigilant spirit, one that is attuned to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and grounded in the truth of Scripture. One clear indicator of spiritual opposition is the presence of fear, anxiety, and confusion. These are not of God, for He has given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. When these elements disrupt our peace and cloud our judgment, it is time to exercise our authority to bind these spirits, declaring them powerless over our lives in Jesus' name. And with that in mind, let me just quickly share the dream that I had. In this vivid dream, I found myself in a unique position to witness firsthand the power of the Lord in binding spiritual beings with negative influences. In this vision, Jesus was there, actively binding these beings. Though he remained silent, his actions spoke volumes. He extended his hand toward these beings, not merely binding their limbs, but their entire body. I also observed that those spirits not yet bound were consumed with fear. This experience serves as a powerful reminder that God is indeed on our side. Just as he promised, whatever we bind on earth is also bound in heaven. It's clear that some of us might need to engage more in binding, and not just rebuking. We should confidently speak with the authority that Christ has bestowed upon us. The vision also made it evident that when we bind in the name of Jesus, these beings are truly bound. Interestingly, the material used for binding them was unlike anything of this world, resembling thick coils with a supernatural capacity to bind, far beyond our human understanding. Having been given a glimpse by the Lord into what happens in the spiritual realm when we bind, I feel more empowered than ever to engage in binding. I hope this revelation has similarly strengthened your faith and encouraged you to exercise your authority to bind more actively. Now, another area requiring our attention when it comes to spiritual opposition is habitual sin or temptation that seeks to enslave us. The enemy often uses such strongholds to keep us in bondage, away from the freedom Christ offers. Recognizing these traps allows us to specifically target and bind these spirits of bondage and addiction, breaking their hold over us. The breakdown of relationships within families, churches, and communities can also signal the need for spiritual intervention. Discord, unforgiveness, and division are tools used by the enemy to weaken the body of Christ. By identifying and binding the spirits of division and strife, we pave the way for healing and reconciliation and laying hold of peace and unity instead. In addition to personal and relational areas, we must also be aware of the broader societal influences that oppose the kingdom of God. Injustice, oppression, and moral decay are symptomatic of spiritual strongholds over regions and nations. As believers, we are called to stand against these forces, binding the spirits that perpetuate these issues, while embracing God's justice, righteousness, and mercy. Engaging in this level of spiritual warfare requires not just discernment, but also a heart of humility. It's understanding that our fight is not against individuals or institutions, but against the spiritual forces that influence them. This perspective ensures that our engagement in binding and loosing is done with love and compassion, seeking not just the defeat of spiritual enemies, but the restoration of all things to God's original plan. My friends, the practice of binding must be accompanied by a commitment to personal holiness and obedience to God. Our spiritual authority is most effective when we live in right relationship with Him, walking in obedience to His Word. This alignment with God's will and purposes fortifies our prayers, making them powerful and effective. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father and everlasting God, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, I exalt your name above all others. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who reigns with power and glory forever. Your greatness is unsearchable, and your power is unmatched. I worship you, Lord, for you alone are worthy of all praise, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Lord, for your boundless love and mercy that surrounds me each day. Thank you for the gift of life, for the blessings that you shower upon me and my loved ones, and for the victory and freedom I have in Christ Jesus. Your grace is sufficient for me, and your strength is made perfect in my weakness. I am grateful for your presence in my life and for your daily provisions. Lord, I come before you, seeking forgiveness for my sins. Cleanse me, Lord, from all unrighteousness or anything that separates me from you. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, letting go of any bitterness and resentment in obedience to your word. Mighty God, I am grateful that you have given us the keys of the kingdom, and I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ. Grant me discernment to recognize the enemy's tactics and wisdom to effectively use the keys of the kingdom that you have given me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirits that dominate regions and nations. I bind every stronghold and addiction over my life and the lives of my loved ones, declaring their influence nullified. I bind every spirit of fear, anxiety, worry, confusion, and discouragement that seeks to invade my life, and I declare that I am loosed in the name of Jesus. I claim your peace, love, and sound mind over myself and my loved ones. I declare victory over every form of spiritual warfare waged against me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy meant to steal my joy, kill my faith, or destroy my destiny. I bind the spirits of division, strife, and discord. Lord, let there be unity, harmony, and love in my relationships and among my loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I bind all wicked and evil spirits that rise against us, dismantling their plans and breaking their hold over our lives. I take authority over principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. I declare them bound in the name of Jesus. I declare that their influence and operations against me and my loved ones are hereby canceled and rendered ineffective. Mighty God, I stand shielded in your armor, ready to resist and overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I bind all sickness and disease targeting my mind or body. I declare that they have no place in me, for my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. I declare my mind, will, and emotions free from every assignment of darkness. I am free from the chains that seek to bind me, walking in the liberty with which Christ has set me free. I free my conscience from guilt and condemnation in the name of Jesus. I am free from these chains, living in the grace and truth that come through Christ Jesus. I embrace the freedom to serve you with a pure heart, without the chains of my past. Lord, bless me with your favor and protection. Guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus, and surround me with your angels. Deliver me from all evil, from all powers of darkness, from all demonic and negative influences. Lord, lead me away from temptation and evil tendencies. Extend these same blessings to my loved ones, covering us under your wings. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am thankful for the unity of the Spirit among us. We stand in agreement, declaring victory over our lives, claiming healing for our bodies, minds, and spirits. Let your Holy Spirit fill us anew, guide us, and empower us. We acknowledge that by your Spirit, we are more than conquerors. We thank you for your protection, guidance, and faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every spirit, stronghold, and force of darkness opposing God's perfect will for our lives, declaring them powerless and defeated. We declare that the enemy is under our feet, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. By the authority of Jesus Christ, we declare that we are loosed and set free. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done in our lives, and on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God. that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.